This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Check on me.
Hi.
Hi. How are you doing?
Good. How are you?
Better than Fidel Castro probably at this point, right?
Yeah, I'm a slightly above room temperature.
So, really? Oh, that's exciting. Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Doug Steffen, DJV, with the hero, according to some, the villain, according to others, the legacy of Fidel Castro. He's dead. Or is he? He might be with Osama bin Laden.
Hmm. And someplace. Elvis and Tupac somewhere?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right. So, how many of you think the Cubans in Miami are a good bunch? Raise your hands.
You know, I think people all in all are good until you tell me that they aren't.
Okay.
Yeah, I can't have an entire group of people. I don't know any Cubans in Miami, so... I don't think I've ever met Cubans in Miami, so I don't know.
There are a lot of people who think that Cubans in Miami were responsible for George Bush being president in 2000. They're that powerful a group. U.S.-born Cubanos.
Huge voting bloc this time around, by the way.
Yep.
I mean, the Cubans, especially in Florida, the ones that have escaped actual Cuba, tend to be more conservative. They tend to cast their votes because they don't like socialism.
Right. So now Raul Castro's in charge. Is that why we have this now detente with America? The Cubans have not had it good under the Castros. Some people like the Castros because they don't, you know, they appreciate all the benefits of life that come from being communist. But I always got a big charge out of people saying, we can't do business. George Bush, the son, said, we can't do business with those guys. They're commies. And then somebody pointed out that our largest trading partner is a communist nation called China. Oh, well, but, and then you go on and on. That's why, you know, the whole business about the Cubans in Miami and what's gone on there. I think that Obama did a good thing in opening up the island. It'll be interesting to see if things get even looser now that Fidel is dead.
Isn't Raul, though, just sort of the same?
Yeah.
Well, in many ways.
I mean, so much of it is not necessarily... I mean, yes, there is some on how they run Cuba, right? But most of it is... I mean, these guys were pretty bad men. I mean, they killed a lot of people's death and pain and suffering were at the hands
of the Castro. Oh, yeah.
So, you know, it was kind of interesting. I don't know if you saw it. I mean, this is one of those deaths where you have to be really careful with how you comment on it. And I have to look up. I'm not sure exactly what Obama did. I'm sure it was pretty much down the road, middle of the road, like it should have been. But I don't know if you guys saw Justin Trudeau. He's the Prime Minister of Canada. Mm-hmm. He did like this 5-paragraph like tribute to Fidel Castro. He called him a remarkable leader, said that he had deep sorrow over his passing.
Really?
And people went kind of crazy.
He was on Twitter. Yeah, he got
I mean, you look, obviously no one wants to dance on the grave of anybody. I know it's kind of weird, even your most bitter of enemies. But you don't have to say something like that where you have to praise them for their... I mean, how many people escaped that must sit there and go, what is he talking about?
That was weird.
We risked everything to get away from these people.
He's obviously never seen any footage of people floating on, you know, on doors.
Tires.
Car. Yeah, I mean, that's crazy.
Yeah. Well... what a lot of people don't understand is what these people do to set themselves up. The Castro family are billionaires. the same as Mugabe was, what's his face in Egypt? It was Mugabe, wasn't it?
Mubarak.
Yeah. Him too. But you look at any of these, the African dictators, the people like Castro, they set it up so that they're the ones, they kill their opposition. How they get to that point is the same lesson in how Hitler gets to power.
Yeah.
How any of these people get to power.
There's also sort of this young class, and this is what so freaks me out. I think when we talk about all the weird travesties of this past election, and there were a lot of them that got nasty and disgusting, obviously.
Right.
But one of the craziest things for me is how quickly young people in the country actually embraced the idea of socialism. And I know Bernie Sanders was a charismatic leader, and I know that some of the stuff that he said had value and that obviously addressed people's issues. But this socialist form is what people actually try to escape, and they do everything to try to get away from it. And our country, especially the youth of our country, embraces it. I mean, you look at people like Fidel Castro, and these people have sort of become idols for young socialists in the country. I mean, people walk around wearing Che Guevara t-shirts because they think it's some sort of hip and trendy fashion
thing.
Bad guy.
Well, they
bad
don't even
guy.
Know. Who,
they don't know. And that's just what I'm getting at is, like, you become, I mean, like, you just want to walk up to somebody wearing those shirts and go, do you know what this is? Do you know what your what symbolism you're putting on your chest?
So interesting about this, Jennifer and Victoria, is that the reason Castro came into power was to get rid of the president for life, Batista, who in the 50s was doing the same thing that Castro did after he bumped him. Yeah, he was a dictator. If you didn't like him, he shot you. Saddam Hussein, same thing. Guess what? Castro came into power and he got rid of Batista, but he did the same thing. So it was just depending on your flavor of the despot. The Cubans had fled to Miami and were so influential in what has gone on, continues to go on down there. I find it offensive, Frank. I've always been offended by it, and this may be politically incorrect. But it is, and it sort of speaks to all the other immigration situations that present themselves. Am I an elitist, arrogant white guy? I don't think I'm elitist, and I don't think I'm arrogant, but I am a white guy. And so when these people come into South Florida and start pushing everybody around because they have big numbers, and they dictated policy to the point of basically electing a president, excuse me, who otherwise wouldn't have been president. Where's the balance is the question that I ask about all of this. And so it is with relief that he's gone. I say that. He was very brutal. He took no prisoners. He was the atrocities, what he would do to men who were his enemies before he killed them, is something out of a really bad book. And so, you know, these, what you just said, Jennifer, made me think about this, because I remember studying it when I was in school, what this guy was really all about, why people embraced it. All it was change. It wasn't change for the better. It was just change. The Cubans are no better off today than they were under Batista. They weren't well off then, but he was our pal. So he was like Saddam Hussein was for a while. He's a bad guy, but he's our guy, so he's a good guy. And Mubarak, the same. All of these people around that get themselves into power, and they realize they need to have a good connection with the United States, so they embrace the United States, so they can go away, or they can go on with their looting and pillaging, you know, rob the poor to make the rich richer. That's what Fidel Castro did. He was a horrible creature. He just happened to have two ears and two eyes and two arms and two legs. Other than that, he was a monster.
Right.
And let's not make any judgments other than he was a monster. And the things he did in the name of control are unspeakable. So the fact that we, you know, in a sense, we let him stay. The people in Cuba didn't determine that he was to be their leader any more than they did the guy that was there before. Then he came in and he realized how to take control and do what he had to do in order to have control for the rest of his life. Fidel Castro was a no-good bastard who lived way too long, and so I'm not going to, you're not going to hear me talk about him in any way other than I'm happy he's gone.
Yeah. Well, I'm sure the people of Cuba feel this, or who are still there, they probably feel the same way.
I'm not sure that they do. I think.
Well, they might not be able to express it because his brother's still there watching them.
Yeah. But it kind of reminds me of when Kim Jong-il died, and there were all these videos and pictures of people weeping on the sidewalk and crying to the skies. And then afterwards you hear the stories of there was somebody behind him with a gun, and if you didn't do that, the camera will shoot you.
Exactly.
Kind of stuff. So anyway, and I don't see that the Cubans in Miami have done anything to make that a better place, frankly. And that may sound very elitist. And so if it does, so it does. I just think that I've spent a lot of time in Florida in my life, and we've had healthy immigration policies, but we've also been forced sort of into it, or we let ourselves be forced into situations like what happened in Miami with the Cubans. And we're having that same situation right now. We're being forced to take people that we, you know, forced kind of, where it's politically correct in some circles to allow all these people to come in. But the reason that Trump got some traction here is because we don't know who they all are. There were some people that came from Cuba into Miami and South Florida that were really bad dudes. And the criminal element that came, along with many of the good people, has been a black eye on South Florida for a long, long time. So, anyway, I think that sort of what I was prompted when Jennifer said what she did about these kids who held Castro up as being some kind of hero. Good God. Mm-hmm. He was a bad, bad guy. And he's got.
You can be against the establishment in this country, but don't be for the disgust.
Especially if you don't know what the hell you're talking about.
Right.
I mean, that's, you can do what you want to do, but don't, you know, think that people who have knowledge are going to support you because, you know, he was a bad guy, frankly. He lived way too long. It's 19 after the hour.
Any Jane Doe can tell you that Geico could help you save, but since money talks, we just ask the savings instead.
Greetings and some salutations. I'm Jane's Money, and I never knew my self-worth until Jane switched her car insurance at Geico.com. Those 15 minutes built me up to real savings. Geico's been helping customers save money like me for over 75 years. So take that to the bank. And namaste.
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Temps are dropping, and you know what that means. It's coat time. Make Burlington your cold weather headquarters today. We're packed with super warm, super stylish coats for the whole family, from fashion to classic, quilted to parka, and much more. Plus, there are endless scarves, hats, gloves, and boots from all the top name brands everyone loves, up to 65% off other retailers' prices every day. Style so good, you'll look forward to getting caught in the cold. Burlington, style for everyone.
At Discover, we believe anniversaries should be a time of celebration, not obligation. That's why we think annual fees are ridiculous. And now just for giving us a try, we're going to give new card members a one-year anniversary gift they'll never forget. At the end of your first year, we'll match all the cash back you've earned dollar for dollar. No caps and no catches, because we know if you try us, you'll like us. And that's worth every penny. Try it and believe it at discover.com/match. Cashback match offer only for new card members. Limitations apply.
The holidays are here. This year, be sure to get real cash back on all your shopping with Ibotta. Download the free Ibotta app, IBOTTA, and get cash back on gifts, groceries, and alcohol for all your celebrations. Just unlock, shop, and get cash. Gifts for them, cash for you. Download Ibotta free today and get $10 just for trying it. $10. IBOTTA. This holiday, you've gotta Ibotta.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now, and as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UnveilingThem.com.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
This is Ben Gordon, and if your teeth are stained from coffee, tea, or smoking, Power Swabs is the answer. In 5 minutes, you'll see 2 shades whiter teeth, and in 7 days, 6 shades. There's no messy strips or trays that you have to leave in your mouth for an hour. Just swab your teeth for 5 minutes, and you're done. To try Power Swabs, call 1-800-290-8480. Your bright white smile will have your friends talking about how great you look. Try it risk-free. 1-800-290-8480. That's 1-800-290-8480.
I just need a girl who gon' really understand. I just need a girl who gon' really understand. I'm good, I'm great. But it's been a while now, I'm
a new star on the horizon is a gentleman who calls himself The Weeknd. But he doesn't spell it with an E and D. It's W-E-K-N-D.
You've got to be creative, Dougie.
Yeah, you're right about that, Jen. I spell my name D-G-I-E.
Yeah, of course.
How's that?
Nice.
Dougie. So this new album called Starboy is it's so-called limited edition. What does that mean? Why is he not opening wide?
Oh, no, the Starboy album is out, but he had a limited edition collection of apparel and merchandise that had in his hometown of Toronto over the weekend. He had a pop-up shop.
Ah.
Which is sort of, everyone does pop-up shops now.
I don't.
Temporary.
How do I do one?
You could do your own pop-up shop with yogurt and milk and things like that.
Online, of course.
No, it's real. It's brick and mortar, but not brick and mortar. It's temporary. Yeah.
Huh. So they'd rent a storefront for a while to sell the stuff.
Or they build a temporary structure. A lot of people do that, too. Yeah.
Like the kiosks in malls?
Kind of, yeah. Exactly. Just bigger. Slightly bigger.
400 fans got wristbands to shop for merchandise and meet The Weeknd for an autograph. Gee, I missed that. I'd like to get his autograph.
I know. I could almost hear you crying. We're across the country from each other. But I could hear those tears that you missed.
I wanted his autograph about as much as I wanted Fidel Castro's autograph.
Yeah.
Okay, The Weeknd is not a bad guy, so let's not put him in that category.
Allegedly. I'm just amusing. I'm using it as a comparative. I don't know that much about him. And
now, The Weeknd actually dated for like 2 weeks one of the Kardashians. Was it Kylie? No, or was that the party next door? And did Khloe date The Weeknd?
No, The Weeknd just broke up with Gigi Hadid.
No,
not Gigi, Bella.
Bella Hadid. But before that, wasn't it like an in-between a Tyga-Kylie breakup or something that they hooked up allegedly? No?
If that is true, then you know way more about the Kardashians than I do. And that is something that's going to make you sad today.
I know. Let's do a little Googling.
Wow, what happened to the Kardashians?
Nothing. Jen just doesn't like them. But he apparently knows a lot about them.
Just had a seizure while I was asking that question.
Yeah, right. What I miss about the Kardashians. Good God, where's TMZ when I need it? All right, so anyway, that's enough on the
They're
monster.
Covering Kanye.
Or the Weeknd or whatever his name is. All right, here we go. Back to the biggest selling holiday song we're going to have as a
theme. Before we do Christmas, can I tell you? So I wrote into Google, The Weeknd and the Kardashian. And the first result is, The Game says he slept with 3 Kardashians. Oh, happy ending.
It's Merry Christmas.
So the game, so, not the weekend.
Right.
Who's the game? I'm losing.
He's a rapper.
All right. And the weekend is not a rapper, though.
Correct.
Uh-huh. Do we have anybody named Thursday or Tuesday?
And don't forget, there's also somebody called The Party Next Door. Apparently, these are people's names now.
Yeah. Really? Congratulations. Okay, in the background, you're hearing Jose Feliciano's song from 1970, which has become a very, it's a standard, a very popular Christmas tune. Feliz Navidad, according to the tracking of digital sales of songs. This is one of the 10 most downloaded holiday songs since 2003, when that all began. So this is something that we recognize easily. Here's, I don't know if this would be a surprise or not. Those of you who are Faith Hill fans, Where Are You Christmas? Faith Hill song.
I have never heard of this song.
I have not either.
It's a pretty one. I have.
I think you would recognize it if you listened to it, because I didn't think I would know it either, and then I recognized it as soon as I heard it.
All right, let's listen to it a little bit.
Where is the laughter you used to bring me? Why can't I hear music play?
That's all right. I'll take your word for it. Number 7 on the download list of Christmas tunes at 28 after the hour.
Hi, I'm Warren Eckstein with the Pet Show Tip of the Day. Oh no, Fido and Fluffy have fleas and now the whole family is scratching. If this scenario sounds all too familiar, take heart. There are things you can do to keep your household flea free. Prevention is the most important thing. I have found that fleas are much more likely to attack a pet who is not in good health, has dry skin. Fleas are attracted to pets with dry skin because it's easier to burrow and get the blood that they live on. Brush your pet on a regular basis may also be helpful, particularly if your pet spends time outdoors. Brushing helps remove fleas and flea eggs. And check your pet regularly with what I call Warren's White Towel Test. Roll your pet around in a white towel. You'll see flecks on the towel. That's a good indication that you have fleas. And if you opt to treat the pet yourself, make sure you read those labels carefully and never mix products. And make sure you treat the environment. Here's a little secret. I don't recommend flea collars for your pets, but take a flea collar, cut it up, put it in the vacuum cleaner bag. This way, when you vacuum the house and you vacuum those fleas and the flea eggs, the fleas won't reinfest the area once again. I'm Warren Eckstein.
Who's there?
Fallen off.
Fallen off who?
Fallen off pain patch.
What?
Don't be fooled by the knock-knocks. Get the relief you deserve with Blue Emu's Lidacare Pain Relief Patches. Our narcotic-free, maximum-strength adhesion formula with dry technology won't have you worrying about a corny knock-knock joke anymore. Because pain is no joke. Find us at CVS, Walgreens, and Amazon.
Marilyn brought her famous holiday ham with a side of wet coughing. Probably shouldn't eat it, but there goes your husband. Soon everyone's sniffling. It's the flu. But you're not going to get sick because you got your flu shot at Rite Aid, where they care about you and your health. So while they suffer through their sore throats, coughing, and aches, you'll teach your granddaughter to make your famous snickerdoodles. Mmm, it's not too late. Shoot yourself with the flu and pneumonia shot at Rite Aid. If you're over 65, the CDC recommends both. It's free with most insurance and no appointments necessary. Rite Aid. With us, it's personal. Flu vaccines available while...
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
All right, guys. We're ready for our four-season sunroom, and Daddy's going to get a rec room with refreshments.
Oh, no. We'll be sleeping under the stars.
Mom, what about the one with, you know, the fun?
Nice try, little bro. It's a gym. My gym.
Hey, Grandma's getting her Four Seasons garden room. Weather tight and still like being outdoors.
Maybe a living room. Oh, no. Wait. A family hub.
Yeah!
No matter what the budget, the season, or the climate, Four Seasons sunrooms let you and your family enjoy the outdoors inside. Call now to hear more about these great offers from the premier manufacturer of sunrooms since 1975.
More reasons for Four Seasons now.
To find out more, call toll-free 800-848-6333. That's 800-848-6333.
Did you know your car can be hacked just like your computer or phone? Hackers can hijack the signal of your own key fob to burglarize your vehicle in seconds. The Black Hole Faraday Key Fob Bag is a signal impenetrable shield that stops these hacks in their tracks. Protect one of your most valuable assets. Go to hackproofbag.com. That's hackproofbag.com and use promo code radio to get 20% off. Or call 805-222-4584. 805-222-4584.
You are what you eat? No, not true. You are what you can't absorb, because not absorbing nutrition leads to nutritional deficiency and degenerative diseases. Medication does not fix nutritional deficiencies, and North American soil is now 85% nutritionally depleted. That means your body is not getting the vitamins it needs from just grown foods. Introducing Protovite, the world's first and only full-spectrum protosomal supplement. Protovite is a proprietary liquid system that allows premium quality nutrients to positively affect the blood in an astonishing 5 minutes. That's rapid absorption. Then Protovite liquid continues to release sustained nutrition in the stomach, intestines, and colon over a prolonged period of time. See Protovite in action. Watch our amazing 2-minute live blood cell video today at TrueHealthFacts.com. That's TrueHealthFacts.com. Or call 502-410-3411. 502-410-3411. Protovite is nutrition you can feel. Protovite is nutrition that gets in.
You know about RVs, you've heard about bunkers, but surviving is not recreation, and man wasn't made to live underground. Introducing Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid survival bug-out house that's mobile, well-equipped, and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Go to survivalistcamps.com to learn more. That's survivalistcamps.com, providing your basic needs to survive. Survivalistcamps.com.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Hour. I'm Doug Steffen with Jennifer Horn and Victoria Keelan, thus the DJV. Kara Schillen at the controls in our studio in Washington. The situation with the Dakota Access Pipeline protesters, not any better today than it was last week. The Army Corps of Engineers is becoming worse in terms of their ability to foster any kind of confidence in what they do. And I don't understand why they're in charge instead of the administration in charge. If you didn't hear the story, they told protesters over the weekend who've been camped out there for a long time to leave. And if you're not off by December 5th, we will arrest you all and have you prosecuted. This is beginning to smell like that situation up in, where was it, Washington State earlier year. When the guy
was Oregon, wasn't it?
Was it Oregon? Yeah, whatever it was. I don't realize. My understanding is that there is a blur as to who owns some of the land, mm-hmm. the Indians or the federal government.
Right.
But what is clear is that building a pipeline underneath the source of the water supply without any guarantee, and there are no guarantees when it comes to this stuff, that the pipeline might not. You know, it's made from metal, so it could rust. Something could happen. It springs a leak, and it ruins the water supply. That's their only concern.
They're concerned about their water supply. And it isn't just theirs. It's the water supply for hundreds of thousands of other people as well. Why is there a fight going on here? Why is there not somebody in Washington saying, you will move the pipeline up the river to someplace where it is not going to be a problem? The pipeline route would destroy sacred sites, but more important, it could contaminate their water supply. So the tribe has sued the federal government. Now the federal government stopped the construction of the pipeline. The pipeline is being constructed by a private company. And everything is built except the part near the reservation, near the water. So now the police have come in. They have used tactics that are Gestapo-like. And all these people are trying to do is have you pay attention to the fact their water supply is in jeopardy. That's it. That's the whole thing. It would be so easily fixed by the feds. Obama, if he would grow a pair, or somebody else, tell him to move it. He's going to wait and see what happens. Well, what's happening is a disgrace and a black eye on America. There's no reason for this standoff. There's no reason for this argument. There's no reason for people getting upset. It would be easily fixed if we had some leadership. And I think people on both sides of the pike agree with that. People have come together on this like I have not seen for a long time. When I had this brought to my attention early on, started talking about it, had no news media attention whatsoever, and now I didn't even really begin to understand the way there's any credibility at all to the Army Corps of Engineers. They have no credibility here, and neither does the federal government in general, because there's no leadership. Fix it. It's easy to fix. Anybody got anything else?
No, I think that's
observation
right.
Wise.
All of these issues are leadership issues, I think.
Everyone has been every major leader in this country has been silent except for Bernie Sanders. He's literally the only one who's been at the rallies, and he's saying, this is ridiculous. This needs to be fixed.
Yeah.
Don't build it under the river. That's it.
That's all.
That's all anyone's saying.
There's no discussion about this.
It's not about stop it completely. It's don't build it under the river.
Right. Well, some people want to stop it completely, and they're getting in the way.
Right, I get it, but that's...
But there's just... Put it someplace else, that's all.
Right.
It's disgusting. It really is to see these sorts of things happen. Here's something else. I'm not sure what I think about this. Maybe you, both of you, tell all of us what you think after I overview the story of this Texas judge who ruled last week that the president exceeded his authority by implementing the new overtime rules that were supposed to go into effect this week. The judge provided an injunction preventing the rules to start. He didn't say you couldn't do it, you just can't start them this week. So they're going to look at the rules, try to determine if they are allowable or if they need to be changed. Apparently there are some things in the rules that are draconian. That's what some people say. One of the provisions that seems to be getting the most scrutiny involves the automatic raise every 3 years, which I feel is I'm torn with some of the things in here about automatic raises. In my opinion, I don't like the minimum wage rule. I don't like the law. I don't think that it fosters what is best about our country, and that is creativity and hard work. The other side of it is that the question about whether employers abuse it, absolutely they do. Absolutely, people get abused by this all the time. So what's the fix? Once again, some leadership would be nice. It would be nice to see somebody actually say, okay, this is what we ought to have. Instead of a winner takes all, it's either all or nothing at all. It's like the Trans-Pacific Partnership. How are these things getting designed? You take it all or you get nothing. What happened to negotiating? What happened to, okay, this doesn't really work for us. See, this is the whole problem with government and people in general. Nobody wants to compromise. It's all, I got to have it my way or the highway. It just doesn't. If you've ever been married or been in a long-term serious relationship, you know there's no such thing as it's this way or the highway. It has to be a compromise. And that is the same thing that fixes problems throughout life. So why can't that be the thing here? Or why can't that be the way to fix the Dakota pipeline? Why are we so rigid? What comes from that? Break. When things get frozen and there's rigidity, you don't fix it, it breaks.
Right. It just doesn't seem to be, compromise does not seem to be a word that has existed in Washington for a long time now.
No.
Well, and we talked about this. I mean, the politicians have made this into a team sport.
Yeah.
And, you know, maybe that was the success of Bernie and Donald, you know, is that it was less about the you're on this team, I'm on that team, and more about what's best for the country team.
Yeah.
I don't know.
All right, sports news. What was the story we had earlier, Kara, about Kaepernick?
Kaepernick. Still a jerk, by the way.
He is still a jerk. Yesterday they lost for the 10th time in a row, but he had some jersey on of Fidel Castro.
Oh, no, not a shirt on,
a T-shirt.
Yeah, with Castro and Malcolm X, and saying, I don't know, great minds think alike or something like that.
And then he went on to praise Fidel Castro for his investments into education. Are you a nut? Did you get educated in Cuba, you moron? What an idiot. This guy, you know, I wish the next time he takes a knee that the ground would just open up and swallow him. It's just done. Probably burp him back up.
Excuse me.
What an idiot. Living the cushy lifestyle that he lives now. I don't know what his background was, but he is in a place that he is because of this country and about how great America is for people of all backgrounds and races. He makes a lot of money for doing very pathetic work, let me just add, as a quarterback, if we can even call it that. He's more like a nickelback. And give me a break. I mean, go away.
The band is even offended that you just said that.
I know.
And they're the worst band ever.
She likes Nickelback.
Oh, no!
All right. That takes care of the WTF department. Let's keep moving here.
Wearing his Malcolm X hat. What have you protested besides taking me to save your pathetic career, you loser? Hi.
Finn, how do you really feel about it?
I'm so sick of seeing his ugly face. And you know what? Yeah. He is really smart because he was about a second away from getting cut, and he pulled all of this nonsense that only divides people even more to save his own career.
Very self-serving, all of this stuff.
Well, yeah, I saw an article this morning when I was looking up stories about him, and it was talking about how he saved his career. So you're obviously not the only one who thinks that.
Mm-hmm. No! God, sorry.
The passing of one of the stars of Barney Miller. In our television report, which is up next here. It's 43 past the hour with DJV.
Burger King presents Breakfast Stories. Today's story, Big Jim and three pancakes for 89 cents.
I don't care what you call them, pancakes, flipjacks, flapcakes. The point is, at Burger King, you can get a stack of three of them for 89 cents. What kind of deal is this?
A great one? Fill up on three golden pancakes for 89 cents. This is not breakfast. This is a Burger King breakfast. Get three pancakes for 89 cents. Only at Burger King. Limited time only. Price and participation varies.
Welcome to Staples.
Staples, guy. Holidays are crazy. I have sales to promote, clients to thank.
Well, Staples is your holiday printing headquarters with fast turnaround on banners and signs. And cards and invitations are now 20% off our already low prices.
Staples, guy, how did you know that's what I wanted? I dropped some hints, but I never expected to actually get it.
Glad you like it.
It's perfect.
Turn year-end stress into holiday success with 20% off custom holiday cards and invitations. Staples, make more happen.
Offer ends 12/24/16. Prices shown may reflect discounts. See associate for details.
If you don't use it, you might lose it. I'm Greg the Dive Master, and I'll explain why this is especially true for divers next.
This scuba tip is brought to you by Dan, Divers Alert Network. Dan helps divers in need of medical emergency assistance with the Dan Hotline and is the most recognized and trusted organization worldwide in the fields of dive safety and emergency services, health, research, and education. Join Dan today by going to dan.org. Dan, your dive safety association.
The first dive of the season or after a hiatus is always special, and being a bit rusty after being out of the water is expected. So before just jumping in, take the extra time to honestly reevaluate your health, refresh your dive skills, and get your gear checked out by a reputable dive center. It's a great way to ensure your first dive of the season is the positive experience that it should be. Dive into dan.org for more info and to Scuba Radio to get the urge to submerge.
At Discover, we believe anniversaries should be a time of celebration, not obligation.
That's why we think annual fees are ridiculous. And now, just for giving us a try, we're going to give new card members a one-year anniversary gift they'll never forget. At the end of your first year, we'll match all the cash back you've earned dollar for dollar. No caps and no catches. Because we know if you try us, you'll like us. And that's worth every penny. Try it and believe it at discover.com/match. Cashback match offer only for new card members. Limitations apply.
There was 57 channels and nothing on.
All right, it's now 46 minutes after the hour. Doug Steffen with Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, and the focus on Ron Glass, who was one of the co-stars of TV's Barney Miller, passed away at the age of 71 over the weekend. He was Detective Ron Harris in Barney Miller. Afro on top of afro on top of afro. The dude was funny, though. That was one of the funniest. Abe Vigoda, Ron Glass made that show just... you had to... I just am sort of taken back a little bit, but it is an age thing. Victoria doesn't know anything about Barney Miller, and I'm guessing Kara doesn't either. Jennifer, what do you know about Barney Miller? Anything?
You know, it was one of those shows that I was aware of. It never stuck with me. Like, as a kid, I watched a lot of classic TV. This was just one that never kind of brought me in, but, you know, I know it was a biggie.
It was a biggie, and it was mostly because of the chemistry between these three guys, Vigoda and Ron Glass. And what's his face now? That just went out of my mind. Who is Barney Miller? Isn't that awful? What the heck was the actor's name that played Barney Miller? Isn't that awful? I can remember Max Gale was Wojo. Abe Vigoda was Fish.
How about Hal Linden?
Hal Linden. Thank you. Yeah, thank
good?
You. Thank you, thank you, thank you. So it was, and Max Gale was the fourth cog in the wheel. So it was Hal Linden as Barney Miller, Max Gale as Wojo, Abe Vigoda was Fish, and then there was Glass, who...
He was a really recognizable face.
Oh, absolutely. You see a picture of him, you know exactly who
he was
about.
In All in the Family. He was in Sanford and Son, Hawaii Five-O, The Twilight Zone, Murder, She Wrote. He was even in Friends.
He was the victim, he was the brunt of a lot of stuff. On All in the Family.
Yeah.
There was...
I'm looking at him.
Norman Lear could put into that show about blacks and what was going on.
He's a black gentleman, right? I mean, someone of that age to be so successful, a pretty cool testament to his talent.
Carol O'Connor, as the patriarch in All in the Family, had so much... fun. But we learned so much about culture... I'm getting off of Barney Miller, but anyway, the sign of the times was that this guy, and it was, by the way, this is the 70s, and there wasn't a lot of black and white stuff, if you're pardon the pun, on TV. It still was.
That's why All in the Family was so important, because it used comedy to get people to accept, the culture.
All right, what's on tonight? That's good, Jen.
All right, well, if you want to get in the Christmas state of mind, which I do, the CMA, the Country Music Association, does their Country Christmas every single year. And this is kind of fun. Jennifer Nettles, who you know her from Sugarland, she was on this program talking about the 4-H Club a few months ago, Dougie. Mm-hmm. She hosts the concert, and it includes performances this year from Kelly Clarkson, Loretta Lynn, Idina Menzel, Brad Paisley, Brett Eldridge, who we like a lot, remember with his album with Meghan Trainor, and Rascal Flatts. So that's kind of fun.
Nice. That's a great line.
You can check that out. Supergirl is brand new. The CW is sort of where it's at. If you don't want Christmas tonight, CW's got all kinds of new programming. They have The Flash at 8 o'clock, and then followed by a brand new Jane the Virgin at 9.
10 before the hour.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
For our weekly conversation with Uri Geller in Israel. Uri is one of the most mystifying and normal yet not normal human beings that I've ever met. Great motivator. We always focus on things that can make you better. But I wanted to also spend some time, a few minutes, talking about all those fires in Israel. The brush fires, it's been very dry and windy there. Have they been set? What's the tone? What's on the minds of the people seeing all these fires over there, Uri?
Okay. First of all, my take on it, Doug, is that obviously it's arson that is blamed for the massive Haifa blaze. But having said that, there is no doubt in my mind that there are terrorists involved behind the fires. This, in my opinion, has been organized by terror groups waiting for the right temperature, for the right day, with the right winds to light up forests. And I believe that there have already been arrests made. People who had doused clothes in gasoline were caught, and this is serious. Mm-hmm. It's serious because the fire, as you know, in California, there are right now, as we speak, probably wildfires going on. But here, the many of the little settlements are surrounded with forests, dry forests, so they're burning, and a lot of houses burned down. We constantly see on television families going back to nothing. There's no house, Everything is charred, everything is burnt, looks like a heap of charcoal. So thanks God there were no deaths report, lots of injuries of smoke inhalation, hospitals are full. Netanyahu has spoken personally with Putin and some other world leaders who have sent already big fire extinguishers, you know, really? Those massive planes that you constantly see down in California. Yeah. So that's what's happening. Hopefully the winds will be dying down tomorrow and all the fires will be contained.
Yeah, well, I hold a good thought for you and people that are close to this. It's certainly not a pleasant thing to witness or to be involved in by any stretch of the imagination. Holding on to a good thought is important and helpful. All right, let me spend a minute with you talking about how to deal, how you teach people in your motivational sessions, how to deal with things or people who annoy us. Because there are always people that you have in your life you can't control, or not control so much, but just, you know, you're uncomfortable around. How do you master that?
Well, Doug, I kind of categorize the annoyance level. Let's start at the grade 10, which is the highest. If there are people around you who truly annoy you and disturb your peace, just get rid of them. Don't surround
them. Get them out of your life.
Annoy you.
Yeah, okay.
That's all right. It. All right. Yeah. Now, going down the scale, you know, you get you adapt to people, you compromise, you talk to them, you try to change their behavior. That's all on the plate. You know, even character and personality of people can be changed. It's education.
Yeah.
You point out the things that they're annoying you with, and they will change. So, but the ones that really get you, just don't surround yourself with them. Just keep away from them.
Yeah. All right. That's good advice from a sage. Uri Geller, his website, URIGELLER, urigeller.com. Here visiting with us on Good Day.
Hi, I'm Dr. Craig Sammet from Anthem. Did you know that premature birth is the number one cause of death of babies? That's why the Anthem Foundation is working with the March of Dimes to fight to end premature birth and birth defects. But you can do something today to give them tomorrow. Your support means programs, education, life-saving research, and a voice for families in the newborn intensive care unit. Together, we can help save babies' lives. Give them tomorrow at marchofdimes.org/tomorrow.
I saved! I found incredible deals on Groupon for everyone.
For everyone.
There's something for everyone this year on Groupon. Download the Groupon app and find thousands of deals on electronics, toys for the kids, winter apparel, home cookware, and more. From GoPro cameras and drones to yoga mats and skateboards. This season, get up to 70% off with incredible deals on Groupon.
Thanks to Groupon goods, I could buy gifts for everyone.
Don't know what contaminants are lurking in your water? Time to get a ProPure. Take advantage of ProPure's holiday sale. Save 25% on all ProPure water filter products. Sales good through December 31st. There's a ProPure water filter for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.